Good morning, everyone. It's so good to be here, so good to come and worship the Lord. And today we're looking at what God is like. And so we're going to start our praise with give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. And then after that, we'll go into before the throne of God above. So this first song talks all about his love enduring forever. So, Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for this time together. Thank you for the privilege of being here to worship you. Lord, we pray that there will be many out there in the pub today that will hear us and want to know more about you. So, Lord, I thank you, and I pray that Donna, who we met in the week and gave her life to you, Jesus, might just turn up this morning. But we leave it in your hands, Jesus, as we come to worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Forever, sing praise. Wonderful God, that we come to you now in prayer. Let us pray. O God, you are truly wonderful. You created a wonderful world. You set aside your people. You loved each one. But Lord, we know that some people would not accept you, and yet you still love them. Your love has no equal. Your love is greater than any other love this world could produce. And we come to worship you. We come to bow down before you. We come to praise you. We want to say how wonderful you truly are. And we want to come to you. We want to praise you. We want to thank you. We want to serve you. We want to obey you. We want to trust you. For Lord, our lives cannot be in a better place than being with you. And so, Lord, for the beauty of your creation, for the wonder of your love, for the care that you give to us, for the wonderful sacrifice that Jesus made on our behalf. For all this, Lord, we have so much to thank you for. We know, Lord, that you created a perfect world. We know that you want people to live in peace. You want people to love each other. You want people to be kind to each other. You want people to serve each other. Lord, help us that we might be all that you want from us. Forgive us, Lord, for the mistakes we make. But Lord, continue to forgive us. Continue to keep us by your side. We pray for leaders. We pray for all people who are responsible for making decisions in your world. Lord, give to them your wisdom. Give to them the desire to serve you. Give them the desire, Lord, to honor you. Yes, Lord, may we honor and obey you. May we trust and love you. And may we seek at all times to be your servants. To be your servants in a wider world. To be the servants that will bring to others the message of your love. Lord, We have a treasure in the fact that we know that you are there, not only to save us, but to keep us adopted, as it were, into your family. Oh Lord, how good you are. We think, Lord, that at times we don't really appreciate all that you are and all that you do. But Lord, help us more and more to be your faithful servants. Be faithful, Lord, in serving you, faithful in worshiping you, faithful in sharing your love with those who do not know you. And Lord, we simply ask that we not only might be forgiven for our past, but that we might rise up above all temptation, that we might rebuke Satan, that we might be on fire, Lord, for you. And to do that, Lord, we need very much to be empty of self and full of the Spirit. May the Spirit work in us, Lord. And may you, Lord, be happy in all that we try to do. Yes, Lord, we love you. We love your world. We love your word. We love the fact that you live within us. We pray for all people who are in need. We pray for the sick. We pray for those waiting for treatment in hospital. We think of April. We think of Rita. We think of others, Lord, that are still waiting for appointments. Lord, be with them. And may the treatment or the operations that they are waiting for come soon. Lord, we pray for the unemployed. We pray for those who are in pain. Lord, give them relief. We earnestly pray. And Lord, we want at all times not to give up, but to put our complete trust in you. So Lord, be with the homeless, be with those who have lost loved ones, be with those who have no work, no employment, be with those who feel like giving up, those who are living in poverty and can't find any way out. Lord, we bring to you the needs of all people, whatever that need is, and we ask that you would be the healer and the carer of all who are in need. Lord, we want to pray for each other this morning. We want to pray, Lord, for Richard. Want to pray with the problem that he has in his sight. We want to pray for Jilly. We thank you for the way that Richard and Jilly lead us in worship. We pray for Brian. We pray for his son David. And we pray, Lord, that you would continue to work in their lives and to be all that they require at this time. We pray for Sarah Jane. Lord, we ask that you would be her comfort at all times. Be with her, Lord, when she is in the van. Be with her wherever she is. Be her constant companion, Lord, we pray. We pray for Graham. Lord, we ask that you would be very close to him. Lord, you know his life. You know how he loves you. And you know, Lord, that he faces various problems. And we know, Lord, that with your strength, he does overcome them. And we thank you for that. We pray for Deborah. Deborah is rarely in pain. She's still come, Lord, to worship you this morning. And we pray, Lord, that you would bring an end to that pain. That you would relieve her of it. You know she loves you, Lord. We pray that you would be her healer. We pray for Bruce. We ask, Lord, that you would undertake for him. We pray that you would be with him at home. We pray that you would be with him when he's with his mother and father, and that you would keep them safe. And we want to thank you, Lord, for all that he does in your service. Oh, Lord, we thank you for Bruce and for the ability he shows in serving you. We pray for Rita. Lord, again, you know how much pain she is in. She must feel like giving up at times, Lord. But she remains your faithful servant. Be with her. Take away that pain. Be with all the members of her family that have a variety of needs at this time. Meet those needs, Lord, we pray. Be with Sarah. We ask, Lord, that you would be her companion, that you would be all that she requires. Keep her strong, Lord. Continue to use her in your service. We pray for Jean. We pray for Stuart. Oh, Lord, we know that for Jean, it must be a very difficult time. But Lord, we thank you for the way that she looks after Stuart. And we pray, Lord, that Stuart may know better times, less pain, and more safety. But for Jean, Lord, how we thank you for her faith over many, many years. We thank you for the example that she is to us and to other people. And we pray that you would equip, that you would endow her so that she may continue in strength to serve you. We pray, Lord, for Eunice and myself. We simply ask, Lord, that you would take charge of us, that our lives might always be under your control. So, Lord, we love you. We honor you. We want to obey you. And we want to be your faithful servants. Our prayers we bring in the wonderful, the magnificent name of Jesus, our Saviour. Amen.
As we think about coming before the Lord, bringing our problems to him and our need of healing. So we're going to sing Faithful One, So Unchanging, Ageless One, You're My Rock of Peace.
Is going to bring to us our scripture reading for today. Are you all right, dear?
Yeah. The reading today comes from 1 John 7, verse 7 to 21. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit, and we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In the world, we are like Jesus. Excuse me. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or a sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command: anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister.
Thank you very much.
So we're going to sing, "Ascribe greatness to our God the Rock. His work is perfect, and all his ways are just."
Ascribe
Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. What is God like? What is God really like? I wonder how many times we may have thought about that. God is spirit and exists outside of time and space. And so that God could relate with his creation once again, he became a human being. And that, of course, is Jesus as the Son of God and equal to God in all aspects. He became man. During his life on earth, he was exposed to all the temptations that humans experience. And yet, he never sinned. He lived a perfect life and died as a sacrifice for the sins of mankind. And then, on the third day, he was raised from the dead. His resurrection was proof that his sacrifice was accepted by the Father and that he was truly the Son of God. Knowing all this and having established that Jesus is God in the flesh, all we have to do is to look at the life of Jesus and we will see what God is like. Here's some thoughts. Number one, God is approachable. Like the Son of God, he is approachable. We can talk to God 24/7. We can talk to God at any time. He's never engaged. He's always available. Oh, he is wonderful. We can come and we know that he will listen. So God is approachable. Number two, God is compassionate. Jesus is always ministering to the needs of people. He ministered to their spiritual needs and took care of their physical needs. This is consistent with the compassion that God exhibited in the Old Testament. Nehemiah 9 verse 17, he says this: "You are a forgiving God, gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love." So our God is approachable. Our God is compassionate. Number three, God is faithful. Jesus remained faithful to his purpose. This is what he said: "I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but the will of him who sent me." Jesus also said, "I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do." So Jesus was fulfilling the promise he made to his people. So, approachable, compassionate, faithful to God, Father, Son, and Spirit. God is patient. Throughout the Bible, we witness the patience of God. God the Father was patient with his people. Jesus, as God in the flesh, also reflects this same heart of patience. I don't know whether you can recall what your life was like before you came to accept God as your Savior. But I do know this, God was patient with each one of us, and he knew that each one of you, each one of us, he knew would come and accept his wonderful gift of salvation. Right, so, approachable, compassionate, faithful, patience. Number 5, God is loving. John is referred to in Scripture as a disciple whom Jesus loved. But Jesus on earth shows his love to everyone. And as he came to the end of his life, he revealed that love and the power of that love by dying and proving the love of his Father through his resurrection. Oh yes, God is loving. And number 6, the last one, God is truthful. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You know, Jesus was straightforward. He was simple and clear with the truth. He wanted his followers, he wanted us to know the truth and to speak the truth. So friends, what does this mean for us? Do we really want to know more about God? Then, my friends, the few qualities that we have noted so far by looking at the life of Jesus should help us. But to know more about God and what God is like, we must know more about his Son. And a good way to do this is by reading through the 4 Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Because then we can learn about the character of God by looking at the character of Jesus and how his mission on earth took place. I want to share with you, as we come to the conclusion, Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1-3. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. So what are we saying? Well, surely to know more about Jesus should lead us to worship God, to worship Jesus, to know more about God. We need to have a greater desire first to be more like Jesus, because Jesus is part of the Godhead. And the wonderful thing is, of course, that Jesus came, oh yes, to die for us and reveal his love and his sacrifice. But Jesus came so that we might truly know what God is like. And God is wonderful. God is approachable. God is patient. God is loving. God is compassionate. He is faithful. What a wonderful God we have. Amen.
So picking up on all the wonderful attributes that Bruce has just read through and spoken about, we're going to sing, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Great is Thy Faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy Faithfulness, Lord, unto me. To Lewis and his family across the barrier. So we're going to go out with this message. So we're going to sing, we've a story to tell to the nations, and it speaks about a story of truth and mercy.
Turn their hearts to the right.
us join together. Before the grace, I want to just lead you in a short prayer for Donna. Donna is a member of the Luncheon Club, and she has now become one of our chief workers. But to hear what I've heard this morning...
Different Donna.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Someone I met on the streets.
Oh, right.
Sorry.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Right, well, let's pray.
Yeah, pray for her anyway.
Lord, we want to pray for both Donnas. The one that has come to know and accept you as her Saviour. Help her, Lord, in the days ahead. Help her with her discipleship. Be her all in all. And Lord, for the Donna of the Luncheon Club, we thank you, Lord, the way that she has stepped in and helps us so willingly, and how she's looking forward to the new premises and all that we can do there. Lord, we thank you for both. Be there all in all. And may the grace of God,
Lord Jesus Christ,
and the love of God,
and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
Hallelujah.